When you look around, you wonder, do you play to win? Or are you just a bad loser?
Live, jetzt. Ich kenne meine Seife hören. 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 Jetzt ist live. Jetzt ist live.
Statt euch triste Geister, lieber Sprung in den Schüsseln. Auch Schüsseln sollt schnüffeln. Lieber einen an den Waffeln, statt das Waffelis auf Weihnachten. Statt nieser Mann und gang ich lieber was schmieden. Ich möchte wer wärmt, hey, zu Recht an dir bin ich gestiegen. Guten Tag, Patriarchat, ich bin's. I just wanna be
Okay, well, we come back. This is 97.5, and the voice you're listening to is that of GT Emmanuel. And the song you just listened to is Killing Butterflies by the one and only Kimmy Knight. And right about now, we are 9:05. And on this special edition of My Music and I, we have a special guest in the house. We have Kimmy right about now in the house. But before we bring her, we will be replaying the special song called Killing Butterflies, Killing Butterflies. We have to ask questions why we are killing butterflies. So after the short break and after the short interview, Kimmy will tell us why she's killing butterflies in her song. So let's hear this one again.
Why can't I stop thinking about that smile?
Oh, that smile.
Butterflies are all around. They're in my tummy. They're in my head. Wanna get there.
Welcome back, and the voice you've listened to and the sound you listen to is that of the one and only Kimmy, and we call this one Killing Butterflies. So right about now, we're about to start the show on 97.5 for Little Zurich, and I got a special guest in the house. Kimmy Knight is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Right about now, thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. On the special edition of My Music and I with Judy Bryan in the house and Kimmy Knight. So, Kimmy Knight, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
And it's nice to have you here in the studio.
It's nice to be here.
And welcome. A lot of people were asking, when are we going to start? A lot of people wanted to know because we are a little bit late, and we want to apologize to all our favorite listeners. We want to tell them we are very sorry. We want to say it is not intentional, but we had a little glitch with network. But we are back. And Kimmy, welcome to the studio. So the song we listen to is called Killing Butterflies. But before we ask Killing Butterflies and why you decided to name the song Killing Butterflies, we would like to know about Kimmy Knight and her kind of music. Tell us about Kimmy Knight, because most people listening at home, they've never heard about you, and they've said, okay, the song is so beautiful, the sound is so nice, and everything is so cool, and they want to know about Kimmy Knight. So,
yeah, so as you said, I'm Kimmy Knight. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Switzerland, canton of Zurich. My roots are from also from Switzerland and from Jamaica. And I actually started singing when I was about, I think, 5 years old. I always loved singing. I always loved doing music. And I was kind of inspired by my dad because he's also a musician, a producer, and he loved to do and listen to music. And I always kind of made music with him, listened to music with him. And yeah, so this is kind of how I started. And then I went to some classes and just kept it up.
So daddy inspired you. Daddy, wherever you are, boom, fireborn. So Jamaica, let's talk about Jamaica. Boom. But this is not reggae music. If you got Jamaican roots, why are you not doing reggae? Nobody can stop reggae.
Well, probably because I can't even speak Jamaican.
Is there a language called? There is no language called Jamaica. It's Patois.
Yeah, speak Patois.
Patois, yeah, man. Wagwan, man. You know me right, sir. Boom.
And I just think, like, I'm more into, like, jazz, neo-soul, pop, and those things. And I like to listen to Jamaican music, but I don't think that I have the thing to do it. So probably that's why I never really did Jamaican music.
Oh, you never did, like...
Probably one day, but...
So you want to try it one time?
Yes, probably.
And you think it's something that it's going to, like, stick, per se?
We'll see.
Do you have any Jamaican favorite artist?
Coffee.
Coffee?
Yes, so I also have a poster of her over my bed.
Oh, that's
actually.
A lady. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a lady. I haven't heard a lot of her anymore in, like, the last year, but she really bust up when she was, I think... 18 in 2019 with the song Toast, and I was like, really inspired by her. I listened to her music every day. So yeah.
So we'll be taking a break and let's listen to Coffee, because I have not heard of Coffee before. So right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear Toast from the one and only Coffee. Coffee.
Blessings we are reap and we course in handful. Oh, we no rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. And gratitude is a must. Yeah, we see blessings fall by my right hand. Bust a toast for the friends that take off. And you know it formed up to be a fire thing. Now up on stage with chronic say I sing. Yeah, see me all diggy soon, get the higher ring. Like hello bro, time say I had to shout ya. Saw your poster, spectacular photo. Keep it burning, yes, that's the motto. If me the butter pass through your shot to get ball in a life, man. Me have to thank God for the journey. The earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall.
Hello, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, boom! All right, still in the studio in this song, you listen to is that of Kofi, one of Kimmy Knight's favorite artists. Kimmy Knight still in the house, ladies and gentlemen? And if you got a question, please don't forget to call the number. To come to call is +41 44567 2400.
Gratitude is a must.
And if you got a text message to send, you can also send a text to the same number. And this is the special edition of My Music and I. We got special artists and special person in the house. We got Kimmy Knight in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And there's this toast from the one and only Kofi. And we toast to the future. We toast to better life. We toast to things that are unforeseen, but hopeful, hopeful. As Christians, as people all over the world, we are toasting to better life. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Boom. And we thank God for the journey, we thank God for the plus. Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. And the voice you listen to is that of Toast Coffee. And this is, as you said, this is one of your favorite artists from Jamaica, no?
Yes.
And so who's your other favorite artist per se? Who has inspired you? You said your father. So how long has your father been doing music?
I think since always. He wanted to be a DJ and producer since he was a kid.
He wanted to, or he is?
Now he is. Okay. When he was a kid and he lived in Jamaica, this always has been his dream. So, okay. And now he made his dreams come true, so okay. I'm really proud of him.
So he's a DJ and a producer. So yeah. He produced your songs for you, no?
Yes, he produced all of my songs. He was the producer.
Oh, okay. that's really interesting. But then, if he's doing Jamaican music and you have like inspiration from people like Kofi, your song kind of sounds like giving a Beyoncé and Rihanna kind of vibe. Where does that come from?
Yeah, well, the favorite artist of my sister always has been Rihanna. So we kind of always listened to Rihanna when I was a child. We danced to Rihanna, we sang to Rihanna. This probably is some kind of where it comes from. I don't know. But Rihanna is also someone who's inspired me, also by her performances and everything.
This is the program to come.
Okay, so Rihanna. So is there anybody from Switzerland who particularly inspires you?
From Switzerland.
Yeah, per se. Is there any... No, really? Oh, my God. That's direct. So there is no Swiss artist who inspires you, per se?
I don't know a lot of Swiss artists, if I'm honest.
Really?
I also don't really listen to Swiss music.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Switzerland.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh, that's like a dagger to the chest to Swiss people.
Yeah, I know. I'm really sorry.
Okay. So... Per se, if you ask per se, why is it that you don't have much collaborations with people, with Swiss artists? Because there are a lot of them.
Well, I don't have a lot of collaborations anywhere. Doesn't matter which country they come from. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends that do music. They're Swiss people, but they don't do Swiss music.
What kind of music do they do?
It's also like the pop, American pop or jazz, probably. Yeah.
Okay, so American pop.
Yeah.
And jazz. So they don't sing in Swiss German?
No. I think Swiss German is just like a language that doesn't suit my voice. So I don't think that I would ever sing.
Can you try to sing
it
in Swiss German, something? Can you sing your song in Swiss German? Let's hear you.
Schwanz auf ich, Swiss Schnee. Vergesse, was ich geschehe, yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Okay, so back to the question and back to what we were saying before about your inspiration and your music. So particularly, if you were asked to describe your kind of music per se, what kind of music would you say you're doing?
I'd say it's kind of like the food I like. It's a mix of everything.
Okay.
So I couldn't say that I'm like this kind of genre. I'm just something.
Okay.
So when I just sit down and write songs, it's mostly pop.
Okay.
But I always wanted to be a neo-soul singer, but I kind of never written a neo-soul song. Mm-hmm. I also like reggae. I sometimes do it, but I don't...
Because of the roots.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't like compose any reggae songs.
Okay. And what about Afrobeats?
I dance to Afrobeats. But otherwise from that, no.
Only dancing?
Yes.
Not doing Afrobeats. Why not?
No. It's just like, I love to listen to it, but I wouldn't have like the ear to do it. So I don't think I could sit down and be like, oh yeah, that's cool, Afro. Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. But it's like everyone now is doing Afrobeat, even the big artists, even the Beyoncé and Rihanna you mentioned.
True.
You know, everyone wants to do Afrobeat and they're like, okay, this is what is in vogue, this is what is reigning, and so they want to do it. So, but if you're saying you're not doing it, Afrobeat, I'm so sorry. I like Swiss music also, that's another place. So Jamaica wins it today. Okay, so has your parents, I know you said your father per se has... been supportive per se, he's been your producer, but how about your mom and your siblings in regards to your music? Because doing music in Switzerland is not so easy.
Yes,
you know,
that's true.
And you don't have to say it because they're listening.
Yeah, they can shut their ears for now. Yeah. But so, I say like my sister has always been singing and dancing. And it's like, you know, the little siblings always have to do the same thing, like their older ones. And that's why I kind of started everything that she's done. And
my your older sister?
Yeah, my older sister.
Okay, she's a singer too.
Not anymore. She used to sing, she used to dance.
What happened?
She kind of got into the thing with school and everything and stopped. She's still doing it a bit, but...
Like for fun?
Yeah, for fun, exactly. And I kind of went on the professional path. Yeah, and I think my parents have been the biggest help I've had in my career now. They've always been there. They always helped me when I needed help. They supported me. Good. They came with me to interviews or shows and everything. They always watch my shows and they've been in the front row and I was like, "Ooh, go Kimmy." So yeah, I think I couldn't have done anything of what I'm doing right now without them.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
I'm really grateful.
Okay. So we will talk about the after the break. There are some things and there are some questions a lot of people would like to know also about the show you attended, the event, which we will talk about after the break. But right about now, we'll take a short break and we'll listen to this one from Kimmy Knight and she calls this one Cinderella. Just let me be a Cinderella. Ooh, 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 ask like I'm smart. Your love makes me feel so cool. I'm like an alien, just I wanna steal your heart. Let me be your Cinderella. Let me be your light and shining. Let me be your special one. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Kimmy Knight in the house. And the number to call is +41 445672400. Don't forget to send your message if you got a message. And we'll be reading text messages very soon if you got a question to ask her. And she's talked about her music. She's talked about her lifestyle. And she's talked about the things that inspired her so far. And if you still want to call, we got, it's 25, almost past the hour of 9. And the number to call is +41 445672400. +41, I repeat that, 445672400. And right about another song you're listening to is that of Kimmy Knight, and she calls us one again, Killing Butterflies. Killing Butterflies. You know, she's going to tell us why, you know, butterflies are supposed to be killed or should be killed or shouldn't be killed per se. And this is something she knows better because butterflies are beautiful creatures. Butterflies are nice creatures. But then the song has a deeper meaning, we believe. And when she comes, she's going to tell us why and the connotation behind this wonderful song called Killing Butterflies.
Why can't I stop thinking about that's my eye?
Oh, that's my
butterfly. I can't get rid of it. cause I can't, no I can't get you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Right about now, we got Kimmy Knight, and thank you for those who waited, and thank you for those joining us from anywhere around the world. And you're listening to Radio Laura 97.5 with GT Brian. We got special guests in the house. We got Kimmy Knight. So this song, you called it Killing Butterflies.
Yes.
So people want to know, why do butterflies need to be killed?
Well,
because they're beautiful creatures, you know, they have colors and stuff. Yeah.
Well, actually, butterflies are my absolute favorite animals.
Okay.
I love,
so why do you want to kill them?
I don't want to kill them. They're killing me. Oh, okay. So it's basically in the song, it's about being so hardly in love that the butterflies that you normally feel in your belly and everywhere that normally feel good and like make you nervous are like so hard that they're killing you from inside. So
okay. So the love is killing you.
Yeah, actually, well, I wrote this song about 2 years ago when a love was killing me, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
An ex-boyfriend also.
It wasn't yet, but it is now.
Oh, so what happened? If you don't mind, what happened?
Well, it was just like some ups and downs. We never really knew if we really were in love with each other.
Oh, okay.
We've always been friends and we've always had like this kind of connection.
Oh, okay.
And now we've been boyfriend and girlfriend for kind of a long time, so... I think it's fine.
Okay, now it's fine.
Yes, now it's fine. Okay. There it wasn't.
So it means you have to delete the song, or
no, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Because I think the song is too good to delete.
Okay, because you're saying I wrote this song when we were not sure what we were doing, and now I'm sure what we're doing.
Well, now the new song of Cinderella is kind of going.
So you are following the line of Taylor Swift. So you know what Taylor Swift is known for?
Actually not, because I don't listen to her.
Taylor Swift is known for every relationship, or let me say anything. Her songs are personal, you know.
Yeah.
Her songs are just like, she doesn't write songs. She's like, she waits for things to happen and then it's like, okay. I got out of a breakup or relationship and then I have to write a song. So you're the new, your Swiss, can we call this Swiss Taylor Swift?
Yes, yeah,
sure. So what about Cinderella per se?
Yeah, Cinderella is... it's a song. I kind of try to put like some Disney stories and Grimm stories into the song. So like you hear your Cinderella, you hear Peter Pan, you hear Snow White and everything.
Yeah. Oh.
So I kind of try to do a fresh new pop song, but put like the stories from my childhood inside of it that I kind of like, to make it a spicy kind of song. So.
Oh, okay. So that's where the inspiration came from.
Yes.
And you're thinking of making a video?
Sure, probably. We'll see.
Okay, so we have a question for you, and like we said, you've had like your songs are more or less like emotional songs and songs that are really deep. So there are things people would say. Do you think about the commercial aspect of the music in Switzerland? Because like you said, you don't listen to Swiss music, but you're in Switzerland per se.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to be an artist in Switzerland and to make money from the music in Switzerland?
Well, I think it's not really easy.
I know.
Yeah, it's really like in Switzerland, you don't have like much opportunities. Mm-hmm. You really have to not fight for it, but it's hard. And like also me, I'm still a student. I'm doing an apprenticeship and everything. Mm-hmm. Even like doing music besides everything is hard for me. And like kind of to get forward with it and everything is just...